Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Reagan Kalk on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this on K101.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming Friday, April 26, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head, including 150 Angus bulls and more. You can attend the sale in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv. Lots of information, including the sale book, videos, and more available at expressranches.com. The Grass Time Sale from Express Ranches, April 26.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Today we're featuring commentary from senior farm and ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes' visit with Ben Hale of Western Livestock Auctions as he talks about the latest in the cattle markets and more.
We had close to 7,000 there today compared to 9,000 a year ago. And the cattle over 700 pounds was a little better, and under 700 was a little softer, so kind of makes you wonder if some of them grass deals are getting filled up completely. Had quite a few good cattle, and still seeing quite a few of these light, 3, 4, and 5 weight cattle weaned. And some of them we had a couple different deals that'd be over 100 days weaned, and the condition good, and ready to do something on grass. Some of the quality of what we had on that might have been a little plainer, but some of it was real good, and there's still a lot of demand on those cattle. We call them cheaper, but we need to realize that this deal is still at pretty historic highs anyway. When we're calling it a little cheaper, we're still getting quite a bit of dollars per head for these cattle. Comanche's got some real nice cows tomorrow, some red Angus cows, two different deals. We're selling 140 grazing type turnout cows today. That'd be kind of from 2 to 4 months bred. Be nice when to turn out and get another calf off of them. We sold some big calves off of them. Seth got about 400 cows there at Woodward today and looked like going to have a pretty decent run Thursday in Woodward.
Hale also talked about the market's reaction to USDA confirming highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy herd earlier this month.
Friday was awful bad down, and got it up pretty decent yesterday and held that till it closed, and it's up again today. So hopefully we can kind of bounce back from this a little bit. Maybe we found some floors, just kind of being cautiously optimistic.
We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
April live cattle closed up $1.20 at $181.50. June closed up $1.90 at $175.72. August was up $1.80 at $172.92. April feeder cattle were up 80 cents at $240.35. May was up $2.97 at $240.97. August was up $2.57 at $252.35. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for May was up 3.5 at $587.5. July was up 2.25 at $583 even. Chicago wheat for May closed down 2 even at 549.75. July was down 2.75 at 564.75. May corn closed down 0.5 at 431. July was down 1.5 at 442.75. May soybeans closed down 13.25 at 1145. July was down 12 even at 1160. May cotton was down 164 points at 81.29. July closed down 206 points at 83.09. That's a wrap of your afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Reagan Kalk at the Oklahoma Farm Report.